please. If I may take just a moment to familiarize those of you that are not familiar that much with the Midwest ISO, who we are, what we do. Very similar to PJM, but we're a very young organization. We're a 501c4 organization, which means that we were created for the public interest. We're a nonprofit organization. We operate the high voltage transmission system, similar to PJM, over the parts of all 15 states that we operate in addition to the province of Manitoba. Just a few statistics about amount of capacity. We have about 133,000 megawatts of capacity throughout our footprint. We cover almost 1 million square miles, almost 100,000 miles of high voltage transmission lines. We clear about $31 billion a year in our energy market. And our budget, our annual operating budget, is around $250 million a year. About $100 million of that is depreciation, amortization, interest, the balance of it being operating costs, what I call true operating costs for salaries, benefits, contract services, things of that nature. Just a couple of data points. We have about 300 market participants participating in our market right now. This year, we'll be 10 years old, so we're a fairly young organization. We've only operated our energy market. This was our fourth summer. We have a very detailed stakeholder process that we go through on major issues, and our governance process requires that they be involved in decisions that are made for the organization. We have a 7-member board of directors that are all of them are independent. I serve on the board under with limited voting capacity and things of that nature. So the board is run by the 7 independent members, some of which must have transmission operating experience, transmission planning experience, markets experience. So we have a very well-rounded board and that brings various skill sets to the table. Our independent market monitor is Dr. David Patton, Potomac Economics, and he has been our market monitor since our inception. He reports directly to our board of directors. He works with management, of course, to gather data to mitigate potential market power, but he reports to our board. And in fact, if our board ever wants to change out the market monitor, we must go to FERC and make a filing and get their approval before we can do so. One last comment about the organization in general is the organization of Midwest MISO states. We have 15 representatives throughout our footprint, and that organization really does provide a lot of value to us in helping us work through decisions and work through getting the best answer that we can. Next slide, please. Just briefly, very similar to what Mr. Ott has said, our responsibilities provide independent transmission access. Now, all parties have equal access, non-discriminatory access. And this back in Order 888, 889 really did level the playing field for your smaller players to have access to the transmission grid in order to complete transactions. And to deliver improved reliability coordination, and I will chat with you just a minute about our tools and how we do that, but we have seen substantial reliability improvement over the last number of years. Perform efficient and also wholesale market operations. We have a 5-minute unit.